The Senate will come to order. Will members please vote to signify your presence?
The roll shows 17 members present. Senators Bendy, Cowdery, and Wilkin are excused.
Please stand for the invocation by Senator Huggins.
Please join me in bowing your head. Our most precious Heavenly Father, as we reflect, number one, we say thank you for Jesus and his sacrifice on our behalf and forgiveness. But more importantly in this case, us as a body, separated from families, we ask you to bless those families that they can carry on the family traditions back in the local communities. I would ask on behalf of this body that the decisions and the debate that we have is based on merit, not politics, and that we come to conclusions you can bless on behalf of the state. Across our nation and across our world, there are a lot of young Americans out doing things for their country. In the case of our military people, in about a week, we'll be observing Veterans Day. We just ask that blessing on all those people that have sacrificed for our country and all it stands for. We thank you for that freedom. In Jesus' name we pray, and for your guidance we ask. Amen. Amen.
Senator Alton, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Will the Secretary please certify the journal?
I certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 9th through 15th legislative days.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent. The journals be approved as certified by the Secretary.
Without objection, this journals will be approved as certified by the Senate Secretary. Introduction of guests.
Madam President.
Oh, Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. Introduction of guests. Messages from the governor.
There are no messages from the governor.
Messages from the House.
Message dated October 29th. Stating the House has passed and is transmitting the following for consideration. House Concurrent Resolution Number 202 by the House Rules Committee by request of the Joint Legislative Education Funding Task Force, proposing an amendment to the uniform rules of the Alaska State Legislature relating to standing committees.
That concurrent resolution will stay on the Secretary's desk.
I have no further messages from the House.
Communications.
There are no communications this morning.
Reports of standing committees.
There are no standing committee reports.
Reports of special committees.
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
There are no Senate resolutions for introduction.
Introduction of Senate bills.
There are no Senate bills for introduction.
Consideration of a daily calendar.
There is no legislation on today's calendar.
Unfinished business. Announcements. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Madam President. Just want to announce that the Finance Committee will start Monday, 9 a.m. on Senate Bill 2001, which will give the Judiciary Committee ample time to wrap up and give the committee members time to read the material of the bill before we start. Again, that is Monday morning, 9 a.m. Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you, Senator Stedman. Senator French.
Madam President, the Judiciary Committee will resume its operation on the bill at 1 o'clock this afternoon. We will be present in the committee room. We are anticipating perhaps some delays in drafting, but I have all the faith in the world in the drafters, and I believe it will be at work on the CS early this afternoon.
Okay. Are there further announcements? Special orders. Senator Stevens.
Madam President, I move that the Senate adjourn to 12 noon, Saturday, November 3rd.
We are adjourned.